Rav Zilcha once again to learn the Kedushas Levi for Parshas Ekev, Tavshin Ayin Ches. And I want to begin with the first piece, commenting on the very first pasuk in the Parsha, V'haya Ekev Tishma'u Neis Mishpatim. It'll be because you choose to listen to all of the Mishpatim, to the mitzvahs of the Torah, Mishpatim Ha'ela. U'shmartim v'asisam osam, v'shamar Hashem Elokecha lecha asar bris v'asachesed, asher nishba la'avosecha. A very beautiful piece that we've referenced several times throughout the year in the course of our study of Kedushas Levi. He writes as follows: Da klal hu, dibe'emes masha kadosh baruch hu nosin schar ba'ad mitzvah. The fact, ekev, of course, is a lashon of schar, that a person is going to eventually be able to receive the reward for the mitzvahs that one does. So the fact that a kadosh baruch hu gives reward for a mitzvah, zeha pachos shebetanugim, that is the smaller of the two benefits that a person gets from a mitzvah, two pleasures that a person gets from a mitzvah. There's a pleasure in being rewarded for the mitzvah, that a person, so to speak, gets a prize at the end of his life for the obedient service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, HaTanug HaIkar VaAschar Hu HaMitzvah Gufa, but the primary schar that a person gets is simply the fact that the Creator of the world has invited me to do a mitzvah. What greater pleasure could there possibly be in pausing to think and to meditate upon the fact that Hashem has allowed me to serve Him? I need a prize, I need some type of schar that comes afterwards. The fact that I've been given that unique opportunity is itself the greatest pleasure in the world. Masha adam osa nachas ruach liyotzro. That which I have the ability as a human being of flesh and blood to give pleasure, nachas ruach, to Hashem, v'osa ritzono, and to, so to speak, v'yachal, to fulfill His will, u'makayim mitzvoso, and to be charged with His commandments, k'mo sha'amar atana schar mitzvah mitzvah. This says the Berditchever is the pshat in the Mishnah Avos in the fourth parak, that the reward for a mitzvah is the mitzvah itself. Meaning what? The greatest pleasure that comes from the mitzvah is simply the fact that you were able to do the mitzvah. It's not what comes after. It's not some type of prize or some type of reward. Again, prize is a childish way to speak. But I'm highlighting how childish we are sometimes in thinking that mitzvahs are about accruing some type of points to be able to cash in at the end of a lifetime for some type of pleasure, even if it's a spiritual bliss. The mitzvah itself is the greatest pleasure in the world, and we have to appreciate it while we're engaged in the process. That the very performance, again, of the mitzvah is itself the reward for the mitzvah. And that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu even has such a system of giving a reward in Olam Haba, don't be confused and realize that that is the smaller of the two pleasures. Again, the primary pleasure is simply the schus and the opportunity to serve Hashem. Aval ikar atanug hu mitzvah gufa, schar mitzvah mitzvah. The reward of the mitzvah is the mitzvah itself. Masha adam osa ratzon habore, u'misameach v'yachal habore v'chol ha'olamos. That which you give pleasure and you give joy, kiviyachal, to Hashem and to all of the higher realms, that is the greatest gift of all. That is the greatest schar of all. That is the greatest pleasure of all. And that's what it means, v'haya ekev tishmun. What does the pasuk mean, v'haya ekev tishmun es ha-mishpatim ha'ela? V'zeo sh'amar v'haya ekev. Zeo ha-ekev v'sof ha-davar asher tishmun. The end, so to speak, the smallest measure of what comes from listening to mitzvos, v'shamar Hashem Elokecha, that HaKadosh Baruch will store something l'cha for you in the future. Mashi yishmur l'cha asachesed v'abris, as the pasuk describes. That which Hashem will safeguard the kindness and the covenant, and that Hashem will pay you back, and certainly HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays in good measure, or as the pasuk says here, that it will be good for you. All of that is a pachos shebetanugim. Aval ikar hatanug hu asiyos ratzon boro. But the ultimate pleasure is simply the fact that, again, that Hashem has given us the opportunity to serve Him. We don't think about that enough. Unfortunately, we get stuck in the mindset that we acquired as children, rightfully so, that the purpose of mitzvahs is to be able to get a nice portion in Olam Haba, to expand upon one's Olam Haba. And it's obviously, as we mature, as deep Jews, we obviously want to graduate past that notion of mitzvahs, that again, it's just perform these random acts in order to get tickets, to get a prize at the end of the game. But it's much deeper than that. It's the process itself, it's the experience of serving Hashem, it's the connection and the dveikus that comes through the performance of the mitzvos, which is truly the ultimate pleasure, and that's why in Chassidus, and again, not to get into it right now, it's a much bigger topic, but in a certain sense, according to Chassidus and Kabbalah, Olam Haba is the life that you make for yourself. We experience Olam Haba every day when we choose to understand this chus of being osek in Torah and mitzvos. As the Gemara says in Brachos, the hope of Olamecha Tira Bechayecha, to see one's Olam Haba, so to speak, in one's lifetime. What does that mean? What does it mean certain tzaddikim were beyond this world while they were still in this world? It means coming to the appreciation, the realization that the schar of the mitzvos is really the mitzvah itself. The very process of being alive and having the opportunity to engage in Torah, in mitzvos, in tefillah, points of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the ultimate pleasure and the ultimate reward, and I don't want anything else. As the Baal HaTani used to say, Hashem, I don't want your Olam Haba, I don't want your Gan Eden, all I want is you. And that's really, I think, very much what the Berditchever is saying here in the first piece in Parshas Ekev. If we turn about four or five pieces after that, he's commenting on Perek Zayin, Pasuk Yud Zayin, and Pasuk Yud Ches. And it's a tremendous yesod that I've been thinking about a lot, as I've had this chus this summer to give some shiurim in Yonei Emunah and Bitachon. One of the things that we learned in the writings of the Chovos HaLevavos is very much connected to this next point. So let's read the psukim, and then we'll read the piece inside. It's on the Dibur HaMaschil, Ki somar bilvavcha rabim hagoyim ha'ilam imeni. If a person will say in his heart, as he's trying to conquer, he's trying to emerge from Mitzrayim, he's trying to conquer the land, and a person feels threatened by the enemies of Klal Yisrael. So if one will say in his heart, the nations are much greater than me, much more than me, Eicha uchal lahorisham, how could I possibly drive them out? How could I conquer them? Pasuk Yud Ches, again, this is one of the sources in the Torah, actually, for the possible mitzvah of bitachon, lo sira mehem. Do not be afraid of them. Zachor tizkori sasher asa Hashem lokecha laparo ulechol Mitzrayim. Just remember how Hashem has dealt with our enemies in the past, and in very clear terms, lo sirat mehem, do not fear them. However, Pasuk Yud Zayin said, if it enters your heart to think that, you know, the enemies are bigger than you, so Pasuk Yud Ches is mechazek you, try to overcome that thought. The Berditchever has a different way of learning it, and it's very much in line, again, with the way of the Chovos HaLevavos and Sefer Chassidus in general, as to the bitachon of a person creating one's reality. What do I mean by that? He explains as follows. Again, he quotes the Pasuk, Ayin Barashi. Rashi explains the word ki in the Pasuk. Ki somer milvavcha, when you will say in your heart. Right? Or perhaps you will say in your heart. Right? Rashi says dilma, perhaps you'll say. Not always going to say, but if you happen to say that I feel overwhelmed by the enemies. But says the Berditchever, here's how it works. Vinira de ve'emes. Ki kaklal hu im yavo le'adam eza meniya chas v'shalom la'avodas habore baruch hu. How should a person respond? What should a person feel when he encounters some type of blockage in his avodas Hashem? And he's frightened. Ha'ikur shelo ya'lishu moru upachar al rosho. While it's normal, and the Berditchever will write it very clearly, black on white here, that it's okay, it's not encouraged, but it's okay to be human, and it's okay to feel afraid. It's entirely normal and appropriate to feel that way. But if you want to have success, your job is to remind yourself, hold on a second. What am I afraid of? I have Hashem on my team. Nothing can possibly go wrong because HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. Ha'ikr shalom, yeah, whatever Hashem wants is going to be. Ha'ikr shalom, yeah, l'shumoru pachal arosha. Don't let these thoughts enter your mind. V'az bevadai, look what he writes here. Be'ezras habore baruchu lo yaziklo. When you put your absolute confidence in Hashem and show that no enemy scares me, as the Friedrich Rebbe, the Sixth Lubavitch Rebbe, very famously, the Rebbe Rayatz, turned to his KGB interrogator and said that a person who believes in many gods and one world is afraid of a gun, as the gun was pointed in his face, being waved in his face, pressed against his temple. But a person who believes in one God and many worlds is not afraid of a gun. There's nothing you could do to take me away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In fact, you're going to help me transition to a much better world if you put a bullet through my head. Of course, the KGB interrogator didn't do that, and thankfully for Klal Yisrael, we were zochet to have that great leadership of Rebbe Rayatz for many years. But what you see from that story, and what the Berditchever is saying here, is that in accordance with our fear, we create our reality. And the more that I believe that I have nothing to fear, the more that Hashem comes to help me, that nothing can harm me in the world. We have this idea in the Nefesh HaChayim very clearly. The Rambam, even in the Moreh Nevuchim, seems to say this way, that the more that a person believes in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more he's protected from any type of harm. There are other opinions, certainly, alluded to in Chazal, and certainly in the Rishonim, and even in the Achronim. But that's beyond the scope of this piece. But this is the approach of the Radichever. Don't be afraid, and that itself will protect you. That bitachon will become your reality. So therefore, look how he reads the pasuk. He puts the two pasukim together. When a person will have a very understandable, rational, reasonable, human thought, the nation is much bigger than me, I'm outnumbered, says the Radichever, Rashaya Talomarkin. It's okay to say that. It's not usher to say that, because that's just a normal emotional response to fear. However, Akatorah nosin eitza, but the Torah offers us advice. The Torah gives us another possibility. And look how he reads the end of Pasuk Yud Zayin into the beginning of Pasuk Yud Ches. Again, the first part of Pasuk Yud Zayin is Kisor bilvavcha rab magoy me'ilu mimani. If a person will say an acceptable, not encouraged, but an acceptable statement that I feel outnumbered, so the Torah says, right? Eicha ucha lahorisham. Now it's reading it benichusa, not as that's part of the person's question. The pasuk pshat is the person is asking, how could I possibly be victorious over such an enemy? But now the Radichever is saying, no, that's the Torah speaking. You want to know? Eicha, it's a serious question. Eicha ucha lahorisham. How am I actually going to defeat the enemy? Klomer ha Torah no sein eitza. The Torah says, I'll tell you. Eicha ucha lahorisham. The very first three words in the beginning of pasuk Yud Ches is your answer. You want to know, again, it's not a rhetorical question. You want to really know, Eicha Ucha Lahorisham? You want to know how to be victorious over an enemy where Kisom B'levavcha, when in your heart you're afraid? You know how to make sure that you're going to win? Eicha Ucha Lahorisham? Says Pasuk Yud Ches, here's the answer. Lo Sira Mehem. Do not be afraid of them. The more you can conquer that fear, the more that will become your reality. Klomer HaTorah Nosin Eitza. Again, Eicha ucha lahorisham. How could I possibly defeat such an enemy? Here's your answer. Klomer al yedei zeh tucha lahorisham. You want to know how? Here's how. Lo sira mehem. Ba'oz bevadai tucha lahorisham. If you have that type of confidence, that type of courage and strength, then a person will certainly be able to be victorious over one's enemy. So we have to try. We have to try. Sometimes life sends very scary things in our direction. And it's our job to make sure that we don't allow ourselves to succumb to the pressures of Olam Hazeh, of Teva, but to remind ourselves that there's a captain, there's a pilot, there's a Ribono Shel Olam, who's steering our craft, who's guiding our ship, who's directing us to exactly where we need to be, and therefore I shouldn't be afraid of things of this world. And the more I trust in Hashem, the more, Emir to Hashem, that becomes one's reality. The next piece, Perechas Pasuk Aleph, Kol haMitzvah asher anochi mitzavcha hayom, tishmerun la'asos. All of the mitzvos, a phrase or a similar theme that we find many times in Parshas Ekev, the encouragement to dedicate ourselves wholeheartedly to mitzvos. So says the pasuk, Kol haMitzvah asher anochi mitzavcha hayom tishmerun la'asos. The entirety of the mitzvah that is being commanded of you today, all of the commandment, the entirety of the mitzvah. Rashi says, make sure to finish a mitzvah if you start a mitzvah. But the entirety of the mitzvah that's being commanded of you today, be careful to guard it in order to perform it. Laman tichyun urevisem, so that you will live. And not only live, revisem, you'll become abundant. Uvasem virashtem asaretz sharnishba Hashem lavoseichem, and you'll be zochet to eventually inherit the land that was promised to the avos. Explains the Radichever, as he sometimes does, the word shin mem resh could mean to guard, or to keep, but it could also mean to hope or to look forward to. Kol haMitzvah asher anochi mitzavcha hayom tishmerun la'asos. Haklal hu afilu im ha'adam einu yachol l'kayim kol haMitzvos. How should a Jew feel about mitzvos that he can't do? Why can't he do it? Well, maybe he's a male and it's a woman's mitzvah. Maybe he's a Yisrael and it's Kohen's mitzvah. Maybe he lives in a place where the mitzvah is not relevant. So, for example, he's currently living, Rachmana Litzlan in Chutz Laretz, as I am right now, but halavai we should come back to Eretz Yisrael soon, right? That sometimes a person finds himself in a situation, afilu ma'adam in a yachol l'kayim kol ha-mitzvos. Even if you're not able to do all the mitzvos, hainu mitzvos hatluyim ba'aretz, such as those mitzvos that are dependent upon the land. Yitzapel l'kayim ha-mitzvos. What right do I have? I have a halachic, obviously, reality that guides my Trumos and Maestros in Bergenfield, New Jersey, as opposed to in Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh. That's a halachic reality. But what right, God forbid, would I have to not be thinking how I want to do those mitzvos? And I long to be in a situation where I'll be obligated in those mitzvos, where I'll have an opportunity to keep a shmita, and to keep a yovel, and to be able to be connected to those aspects of the Torah, which are knowing only in Eretz Yisrael, or only in certain times in Jewish history. We never have the right to stop hoping and to stop longing. And that's what it means. Kol ha-mitzvah asher anochi mitzavcha yom tishmeruin lasos. Tishmeruin, he says, is klomer yitzapa lasos. Long to do those mitzvos, hatluyim ba'aretz. Vayedeza yizke l'kayim. And by hoping, by really wanting it, as Chazal say in a different but similar context, anyone who longs to see the restoration of the Beis HaMikdash will be zochet to celebrate and to feel the nechama when we actually get out of Galus. But a person who doesn't care, a person who doesn't hope or look forward to those opportunities, is not going to reap the benefits when they become a reality. So he says, Tishmerun is the lashon of longing or hoping. And Ayideza Yizke Lakayim, and through that hope will hopefully become one's reality. And therefore, the word Tishmerun, he says, is Milashon Va'aviv Shamaris Hadavar. Like we have in Bereishis, Perek Lamed Zayin, when Yosef informs his father of his dreams, and the brothers think it's ridiculous, but Yaakov Avinu was shamar es hadavar. He guarded this matter in his heart. He looked forward to the day that Yosef's dreams would become a reality. He was looking forward to it very much. Lashon mitzape. V'yedei zeh, as our pasuk concludes, uvasem virishtem es haaretz, by wanting to make that a reality, it becomes a reality. Tizku lavo la'aretz l'kayim ha-mitzvos. Then eventually one is uvasem virishtem es haaretz. One is zocha to come to the land. But this is a very, very important aspect of life in Galus. We get so caught up in Galus sometimes that we start to see the world with Galus eyes. And we forget how many mitzvos. Such a Chavetz Chaim would speak about this often. What a large percentage of mitzvos. Chavetz Chaim wrote a Sefer Mitzvos Katzar of the mitzvos that apply b'zman hazeh. And it really, of the 613, we're not left with that much, unfortunately. So we have to remind ourselves, there's so many things that Hashem wants from us that we're not zocha to do in our time. And if we're not able to do it lamaisa b'pawel, we have to at least want to do it, have to be longing to do it. Take, for example, again, I'll just tell you the numbers for a second. The Chavetz Chaim says, of the 248 mitzvos asei that are commanded by the Torah, how many of them are applicable today? What percentage of the 248 are we able to mekayim b'zman hazeh? The Chavetz Chaim says, unfortunately, we're left with 77. 77 mitzvos. 77 mitzvos. That is not a lot of mitzvos. Of the mitzvos asay. And of the 365 los asay, how many mitzvos do we have bizman hazeh? Says the Chavetz Chaim, he brings a remez to it. Remember, tzedek is the remez. We have 194 of the 365. So what a tiny percentage of all the mitzvos. But at least the Jew has to be longing and gullus, hoping, looking forward to the day when we'll have the opportunity to once again fulfill those mitzvos. Okay, let's jump ahead to the first piece on Va'at Yisrael, Ma Hashem Elokecha Shol Me'imach Kim Liyira. It's Perek Yud, Pasuk Beis, a little bit later in the parsha, a very well-known and famous pasuk, where Moshe Rabbeinu says to Klal Yisrael, listen, Jewish people, what is Hashem asking of you? Ma Hashem Elokecha Shol Me'imach, it's Perek Yud, Pasuk Yud Beis, I may have just said Beis, I apologize. Va'at Yisrael, Ma Hashem Elokecha Shol Me'imach, what is it that God asks of you, requests of you? Ki'im li'yiras Hashem Elokecha, to fear Hashem, to have awe in the presence of God. L'leches b'chol drachav, to walk in all of His ways. L'avo so, v'la'avodes Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha, to serve Him. Right, lishmor, pasuk yud gimel, lishmor es mitzvos Hashem. Right? What is it that Hashem asks of you? Only to be perfect in yira and ava and to serve Him with all your heart and all your soul, to keep all the mitzvos. But ma Hashem lekecha shol me'imach, it's not such a big deal. It's not such a big deal, which of course leads the Gemara in several places to ask, it is a big deal. And Moshe Rabbeinu, don't try to downplay it. It's a very big deal. Okay, but the punchline really is, as Rashi says here in the Dasakanim of the Balei Tosfos point out as well, the way to make it not a big deal is really the last two words of the Pasuk, which really brings us back to the first Zvart that we said tonight, which is Litovlach, that it's for your own benefit. Realize the benefit, realize the pleasure that a Jew gets from doing a mitzvah, and then it's not a burden at all, it becomes quite easy. Ma Hashem Elokecha Shol Me'imach. It's a very easy task. But the Radishver says sometimes people become overly humble when it comes to the Avodas Hashem. Let's take a look. He has quite a few pieces on Va'ati Yisrael Ma'ashem Lokecha Shal Me'imach. Let's take a look at the first piece. Very first piece. Haklal, Ha'adam Tzarech Liyos Anov B'chol Derachav V'chol Ma'isav. A person needs, it's a theme and it's a source that perhaps is found, if we were to count the prohibition of being haughty and the obligation to be humble, probably the most clear source is in this week's parsha of don't become haughty and forget about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In fact, the Smag, the Sefer Mitzvos Gadol, counted as one of the 613 mitzvos to not be haughty. Or I guess the corollary of that, which is to be humble. But anyway, says the Berditchever, a person should always try to be humble in everything that he does. However, Shema Tomer Ba'avodas Hashem Gam Ken Ye'anov, lest the person become too humble about his Avodas Hashem, and he becomes not motivated in that way. Chos V'Shalom Lomar Ken. Adraba Odom Tzarech Lomar Ma'asai Shani Osem Mitzvos Hashem Chos V'Eitzel Abor Yisbarach. A person needs to be driven in Avodas Hashem, and not to say, ah, what's the big deal? My mitzvahs, not such an important thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't really need my mitzvahs. What difference does it make to the creator of the world? Certainly for someone like me, a simple Jew. No, God forbid. Don't speak that way. Talk about the chashivas of your mitzvahs. Talk about how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu enjoys every mitzvah that you do. V'Hashem Yisbarach kivyachol yesh lo tanug min ha-mitzvos shali, shani osah. And say out loud, Hashem gets pleasure from the mitzvos that I myself perform. Ki im chas v'shalom ha-adam ye'ona b'mitzvos Hashem. Because if God forbid a person becomes humble with regard to the performance of mitzvos, v'yomer ma ma'asai chashuvim al Hashem, how are my actions relevant to God? Zehu kfira. It's heresy. Let me say that again. Zehu kfira. Wow, such strong words. To say that my mitzvahs don't matter is heresy. You're denying the chelak alakam mimal. You're denying your connection. Your kesher shal kayama to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. God forbid to say such a thing. Adrab of mitzvahs Hashem tzarech ha'odim lios lo lomar. A person needs to say about his mitzvahs. Ma'asai shani osa raton Hashem heim chashuvim be'inei abori. V'yesh lo tanug la'Hashem yisbarach. Ma'asai shani osa es mitzvos av yisbarach. And to make it into a mantra that a person says over and over, the mitzvos that I do are important and they're chashiv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem cares a lot about my mitzvos. V'zeu sheramzu chazal, and that's what chazal perhaps are hinting to in the Gemara in Sota on Daf Hei, that shamta man de ispe, shamta man de lespe, shmina b'shminas, that a person, or in particular a Talmud Chacham, should have an eighth of gaiva. What is this concept of one-eighth of Gaiva? Many interpretations are found in the Svarim HaKadoshim as to what this means, an eighth, many interpretations. Ki olam hatanuk hu midas shminis ki yadua. But explains the Berditchever, I'll tell you what it means. Shmini means tanuk. The olam hatanuk in the Zohar Kadosh is associated with the number 8. The hainu shabor yezbarach yesh lo tanuk b'mitzvos b'nei Yisrael. So the number 8 represents Hashem getting pleasure from your mitzvos. So what's an eighth of an eighth? Ha'odam tzarach liyos lo tanug, masha osa nachas ruach la'bor yisbarach gamkin. But you as baser v'dam, you as human being, have to have an eighth of an eighth, meaning what? You have to get an eighth, meaning pleasure, tanug, knowing that you gave Hashem pleasure with your mitzvos. In other words, a Jew needs to believe in his mitzvos. V'umidabik atzo v'midas shminis, shu'olam ha'tanug. V'zeu shmini shebashminis. I have to have an eighth of an eighth. I have to know that Hashem's pleasure is my pleasure, and my pleasure is Hashem's pleasure. To really believe that my mitzvahs matter. Sheyesh lo tanug b'masha abori yisbarach, yesh lo tanug b'mitzvahs ish Yisrael she'osa lefanav. To know, to really know and internalize that Hashem gets pleasure from the things that I do. Ki yadua maimer chazal, Yisrael mefarnesen la'avim shema shemaim. As we've seen many times in the Kedushas Levi, that we, the Jewish people, Tzar, have the ability to be mefarnes, so to speak, to sustain, kiviyachol, to give parnasa to Hashem, to give Hashem's existence kiyum, if you could say such a thing. Obviously understood properly. Parnasa hu tanug. Parnasa means pleasure, delight. Hashem delights in our actions. Klomar, Hashem yisparach yesh lo tanug b'mitzvos Yisrael. Hashem gets unbelievable pleasure when he sees the way that we act. How does all of this bring us back to the pasuk? Oh, so says the Kedushas Levi, Va'ati Yisrael ma Hashem lokecha shol mimach, Ki im liyira. What does ma mean? Ma is a word which means anava. As Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron said, v'nachnu ma. What are we? So therefore, he explains the pasuk, Ati Yisrael, Ma Hashem Elokecha Shaul Meilach. Hashem asks, Ma, Hashem asks you to live a life of humility. Hainu Midas Hanava Hashem Elokecha Shaul Meimach, Kiyam Liyira. But not when it comes to Yira V'chulu. Not when it comes to your Yira, and not when it comes to your Ava, and not when it comes to your Shmiras HaMitzvos. With regard to everything else that it says in Pasuk Yud Beis and Yud Gimel, you need to be able to what? Not be so humble. Klamar B'midas Shiyah Lecha Yiras Hashem. Aser Lios Lecha Midas Hanava. Realize that when you have Yiras Shamayim, you're giving Hashem a gift. It's a hard thing for us as human beings to grasp. But a kol b'yidei shamayim chutz miyiras shamayim, it's the biggest gift you can give a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Lo amar chas v'sholom mama asai choshev etzel Hashem yisparach. God forbid a person falls into that false humility trap, or even sincere humility, but it's not the place for humility. That his yiras Hashem is done with humility. Don't be so humble then. Ze osr lomar adrava v'chulu kanisker leil. Rather, it should be just the opposite, as we explained above, that a person should have tremendous confidence in his mitzvos and realize that he is serving Hashem and giving tremendous nachas ruach to a Kadosh Baruch Hu through the performance of his mitzvos. Okay, let's do two more pieces, one a little longer, one a little shorter. We'll skip the next piece and continue with the piece after that, O Yivu'ar Va'ati Yisrael Ma'ashem Lokecha Shol Me'imach, where the Kedusha Slevi again, a lot of klalim in this week's parsha. Ki HaKlal, Hashem Yisbaruch Hu Ein Sof. Of course, we understand that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is endless. Hashem is beyond all limitations. Ve'eno musag muhuso l'shum nivra v'chol olamos. And there's no one who understands the essence of Hashem. L'shum malach v'chayev ofan v'lo l'shum adam. No angelic being, no person could ever grasp the essence, the muhus of Hashem. Uve'emes kol ma sh'adam ovid yoser v'yoser oz hu mesig yoser she'eno mesig klal muhuso yisbarach. And the more I learn, the more I realize how endless Hashem is, the more I know, the more I realize I don't know, is what he's saying. The more I grasp, the more I realize, wow, I don't really grasp anything. Kedoshim tiyu, ki kedosh ani Hashem Elokeichem. Says the Medrash, yachol kamoni, maybe you need to be like Hashem. No, kedushasi l'malam mikedushaschem. Meaning what? Kedushasi, my kedusha is l'malam mikedushaschem. The more mikedushaschem, from your kedusha. As you grow as a Jew, you come to realize that, wow, Hashem's Kedusha is just so beyond. The more I study Torah, the more I appreciate Torah, the more I realize I know nothing. And the Torah is mamish endless because it's an expression of the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is truly endless. He quotes here from the Tzaddik HaRav HaKadosh Rav Yechiel Michel, Zechir Tzaddik Levracha, Achas Sha'alti Meis Hashem Osa Avakish. And he says a beautiful pshat. What does it mean, Achas Sha'alti Meis Hashem Osa Avakish? Is that Tamid She'elasi, She'avakish Tamid Meis Hashem. David HaMelech is saying, and we're going to say it in Chodesh El, so it's kedai to think about this pasuk, Tilim Chav Zayin, Achas She'alti Meis Hashem, there's one thing I request from Hashem, Osa Avakish, that I should always be requesting, that I should always realize that there's more to ask for, that there's more to grow. The more I grow, the more I need to grow, the more I want to grow. The more I grow, I don't become haughty to think, oh, now I've mastered the system. But the more I realize that Hashem's Torah is endless, and Hashem himself is endless. And to try to grasp the essence of Hashem is an endless pursuit. And that's not depressing, that's inspiring, if understood properly. Again, based on the Zohar, ma is a word that alludes to something which is endless. So ma Hashem Elokecha. Hashem, you should understand that Hashem is truly endless. Who ain't so built the hasaga. Hashem is beyond comprehension, completely beyond comprehension. Ki im liyira. Ki mizeh she'inu musag I efshar liyos yira mipanav kemen she'inu musag. Vizeh she'amar ki im liyira hu musag. Hashem lokech, right, ma Hashem lokech. It's true Hashem is endless. However, ki im liyira, but you have to strive to understand the Kadosh Baruch Hu, knowing full well that Hashem is truly endless. Dainu gedulas habor yisbarach hu musag. What I at least understand is that I don't understand. Meaning, as I grow in my knowledge of Hashem, my yira increases, because at least I get that I don't get. I understand that I don't understand. I understand my limitations as I start to encounter more and more the infinite nature of Kodesh Brichu. Kedei lios la'odim yira milafanav. And that's a very awe-inspiring feeling, to realize that I'm in the presence of the infinite one. Right, a person becomes becomes in awe of the realization of just how many layers and layers and layers stand before Kadosh Baruch Hu, be'imo v'yiro v'fachad. So all the more so, as I grow, I hope to at least understand that there's something to understand here. I'll never grasp the essence of Hashem. I'll never master the entirety of the Torah. I'll never understand the fullness of even one word of Torah. But knowing that itself will make me a better Eved Hashem. It'll bring me to the proper Yira and Ava and the proper orientation of my soul in order to at least be a person who spends his whole life striving. And that's Achas Shalti Meis Hashem. Osa Avakish. That I want to spend my whole life being a Mavakish. That I should want more and more and more because, again, the study of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is an endless pursuit. And again, that's a tremendous bracha that we have been given. And last but not least, I want to end with the second to last piece in the Parsha. Laman Yirbu Yameichem Kimei HaShemayim Al Ha'aretz. A short little piece with a powerful lesson for us, again, as human beings. Dehainu Kasher Mashpiyim La'aretz. What does it mean? Laman Yirbu Yameichem V'mei B'neichem Al Ha'adama Kimei HaShemayim Al Ha'aretz. Hainu kasher mashpiyim la'aretz, just like the shemaim is mashpia to the aretz, as we say in the haftorah for a Tanis Sibur, Yishaya Perak Nun Hey kasher yerid hageshem v'ashelag min hashemayim, just like the rain and the snow descend from on high, in order what kim hirvas aretz holi David tzmicha, to cause the earth to be able to grow and to produce. So kein tiu gam atem v'bechin azul hashpia la'kol. Just like the Shemayim is mashpi upon the Aretz, well, a bracha for a Jew, laman yirbu yameichem. You should be kimei Shemayim al Aretz. Just like the Shemayim is so important in having a hashpa on the growth of the Aretz, so too, Jewish people, realize your hashpa upon others, realize you have the ability to transform yourself spiritually into the type of person who is able to be mashpia al hakol, and that's a very godly level, a very lofty level. And that's what it means. Laman yirbu yameichem kimei hashemayim al haaretz lahashpia lakol. Just like shemayim entirely impacts the aretz, halavai we should have an impact upon everything and anything that we interact with. So really, some unbelievably deep teachings and relevant teachings in our avodas Hashem. Just to review them again, havegal achas. We started off by saying the realization of schar mitzvah, the greatest joy. Is the mitzvah itself, and the v'haya ekev tishrei, the smallest of the reward, is that which comes afterward in life beyond this world. We then learned that a person needs to conquer fear with confidence in Hashem, and that makes it into one's reality. The Torah recommends, while it's normal to say in one's heart, "My enemy is bigger than me," but eicha uchal horisham. If you want to know how to defeat them, lo siram mehem, work on conquering that fear and trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We then learned that even a person who's not able to perform mitzvahs should always strive to do mitzvahs, should long for the opportunity to do mitzvahs, and hopefully that longing and that hope will eventually make it one's reality. We learned about the importance of not being overly humble when it comes to the performance of mitzvahs Hashem, to believe that I give pleasure to Hashem and to rejoice knowing that I give pleasure to Hashem. And then we learned that Hashem is truly endless, but that's not something that should cause us to want to give up and abandon the mission. Rather, it should inspire us to stay at it every day of our life, trying to grow more osa avakish, that I want to understand better and better, knowing full well that Kodesh Baruch Hu is an Ein Sof, and the Torah, of course, is a reflection of Hashem, is also Ein Sof. And lastly, to realize that as Jews, we have the tremendous ability to be just like the heavens. And just like the heavens are mashpia on the aretz, so too, if we properly train ourselves and take these lessons to heart, we will be able to have a hashpa on everything and anything that we interact with. Laman yirbu yameichem, kimei hashemayim al haaretz. I wish everyone a wonderful Shabbos, and as we continue through the Shiva de Nechemta, we should truly feel the Nechama from these magnificent words of Torah.